Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Saturday, June 6th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAlerts.app. If you go to the QAlerts.app and the QMap websites, you can still get the mobile apps directly off the websites. They're no longer available in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is, only at the precipice will people find the will to change. If you're new to Q and looking for information, or if you need some for your friends or family, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is volume one of the Q Chronicles. I cover some of the main themes that Q discussed early on in the operation. It also has a glossary in the back with over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, and agencies to help you decode Q. That book is available both on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. On June 4th, Q posted a graphic and said, "Do you see a pattern, Q?" This graphic, it's a timeline of Google searches for the term Black Lives Matter. And it's interesting that the line is relatively flat. There are very few searches for Black Lives Matter, except right before the 2016 election and right before the 2020 election. Interesting how that issue doesn't seem to be on the minds of a lot of people except right before the election. Q posted a link to this tweet from Mike Yoder. It's a statement from George Soros about President Trump. I'll let you listen to it.
"I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020 or even sooner."
Q responded, "Demons continue to serve the devil in his attempt to lead the world away from God and into sin." I would have to agree with that. Q posted a link to this video from The Hill where Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said people should have a greater physical access to the White House.
And I'm one of those people who grew up in Washington, D.C., and has been very accustomed to being able to have access to all of our federal facilities. Going up on the Capitol grounds, you know, our congresswoman had to push back from not allowing slaying on the Capitol, from being able to walk all around the Supreme Court, to walk in front of the White House on both sides. And now all of that is under threat. I'm also concerned that some of the hardening that they're doing may be not just temporary. And so we would also have to push back from that. So keep in mind that that's the people's house. It's a sad commentary that the house and its inhabitants have to be walled off. I think that's a sad commentary. We should want the White House to be opened up for people to be able to access it from all sides. And I dare say that looking at traffic management permanently is also important.
Q posted a link to that tweet and also a link to the dictionary definition of goal. And there's a screenshot here of some tweets by the president. "Great job last night at the White House by the U.S. Secret Service. They were not only totally professional, but very cool. I was inside, watched every move, and couldn't have felt more safe. They let the protesters scream and rant as much as they wanted, but whenever someone got too frisky or got out of line, they would quickly come down on them hard. Didn't know what hit them. The front line was replaced with fresh agents like magic. Big crowd, professionally organized, but nobody came close to breaching the fence." Right, so Q then writes, "What happens if a breach occurs at the White House? Attempts coordinated to capture a horrifying moment? What happens then? Heavy protect White House to prevent? Was POTUS warning meant to push rational thought for the peaceful protesters to prevent coordinated anarchist anarchy 99 in brackets push to victory White House breach?" Q. So Q here is suggesting that the president's tweet as a warning to try to get people to think twice about trying to storm the White House. And here's a question. Why did the Attorney General, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Secretary of Defense accompany the President when he walked from the White House to St. John's Church? Was it just a photo op, or was it a matter of national security? I think there's more danger in DC than most people are willing to admit. And I think that's why the president is taking his people with him. So, dictionary definition of the word goal: the result or achievement toward which effort is directed, the aim or the end. Q posted some links here. The first link is to a news announcement from WMAL News that DC Mayor Muriel Bowser said there won't be a curfew in DC. This was on the 4th, as protests are expected to continue. The second link is to an article on The Hill. Nancy Pelosi is demanding that the president clarify why unidentified law enforcement officers are in DC. And she also wanted to introduce a bill that would limit the president's ability to deploy the military through the Insurrection Act. All right, so Q posted those links. Important to understand what happens if a breach occurs at the White House. Attempts coordinated to capture a horrifying moment. Dictionary definition of the word goal. What happens then? Heavy protect, White House to prevent. POTUS warning meant to push rational thought. Peaceful protesters prevent coordinated anarchist. Anarchy 99, push to victory, White House breach, Q. This is a tweet from Brian Fallon. He's a former political operative for Hillary Clinton. He just tweeted out, defund the police. There are actually many people now who are advocating the defunding of police departments. Mayor of Los Angeles is cutting the police department budget by between $100 and $150 million. Q posted a link to that article and said, important to understand. We have a list here of cities where there are riots going on. And interestingly enough, Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Columbus, Oakland, San Jose, Seattle, Denver, New York City, Washington, D.C., L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, all have Democrat mayors. Coincidence? Here's a link from City Pages. Minneapolis City Council members considering disbanding their police department. Q posted a link to that article. Important to understand, only at the precipice, the moment of destruction, will people find the will to change.
Your problem is not technology. The problem is you. You lack the will to change.
Then help us change.
I cannot change your nature. You treat the world as you treat each other.
But every civilization reaches a crisis point eventually.
Most of them don't make it.
Yours did. How?
Our sun was dying. We had to evolve in order to survive.
So it was only when your world was threatened with destruction that you became what you are now?
Yes.
Well, that's where we are. You say we're on the brink of destruction, and you're right. But it's only on the brink that people find the will to change. Only at the precipice do we evolve.
So now we have some responses from the board. Wissanon said it must be pushed to the brink. Unfortunately, the current climate that we're in is going to require people to make a choice. And Q is saying that people are not going to make a choice, they're not going to find the will to make that choice until they're pushed to the brink. So this Anon wrote, I'm not sure the collateral damage to patriots caused in the crossfire is justifiable when you could just as easily expose the truth, expose their crimes, and expose the puppet masters. Well, making a few arrests are not going to solve the problems. The problems are that we as the society, we as people, are allowing these corrupt people to be in positions of power. And making a few arrests isn't going to change that. As long as voters, the average people, think that these things are okay, they have to be awakened to the truth. This Anon wrote, innocent people will be forced to kill other people in order to protect themselves, and those very same innocent people will be arrested and imprisoned for the rest of their lives because the complete corruption in our cities and local governments shut this down now. Well, the problem with this argument is that it avoids the question, at what price are you willing to live under the rule of tyrants? They could shut it all down right now. The military could go in and shut down all the riots, but that doesn't solve the essential problem that we are living under tyranny. This Anon said, I don't want my house to be burned down. Well, no one wants their house to be burned down. But here's the question. Would you agree to live under tyranny if you get to keep your house? Because that is essentially what some people are arguing. They want all of this to stop, keep my house, keep my property, keep everything. I'll live under tyranny. I just don't want my house to be burned down. Well, freedom has a cost, and we're finding out what that cost is. This Anon wrote, "My God, will this ever end?" Well, again, would you agree to live under tyranny if the civil unrest ended next week? What is the price you're willing to pay to live free? This Anon wrote, "You're overestimating the will of the sheeple that will gladly follow darkness." Do you really think people are so stupid that they will not see the truth when society is pushed to the brink of destruction? This Anon wrote, "The riots and protests woke up my husband Anon. He has been in, we're all going to die for months. When the protests started here in the EU, he was first surprised, didn't understand, and is now slowly understanding it's a big hoax, played on the people in order to control them. We're fined $400 for driving in a car with someone who does not live in our houses. Insanity. While protests are allowed, only Antifa. It sure woke him up. He even listened to my explanation about those padded deaths and the fact that you can check the obituary accounts yourself. Finally, he woke up." So some people are waking up. But this Anon said, no, people won't wake up, and this is a bad plan. It's going to start a civil war. This Anon said, "Pile on outrage and absurdity upon outrage and absurdity. It's the only way to break this spell and show the truth. Good luck, boss." Some people are exhilarated at the thought of finally defeating the evil people who have controlled society for centuries, and some people are terrified. That is what we're dealing with right now. I'm getting messages from a lot of people who are very, very scared about what's happening. We're scared because we fear an unknown future. I would just ask people to consider, is the culture that we've lived in for the last 200 years really worth saving? Do we want to continue living in a society where corrupt politicians spy on us illegally, steal money from us, and keep people enslaved? Is that the culture we want to live in? If that's not the culture we want to live in, then maybe we should move forward and see if we can start something new. So this Anon said, "Do we need to have anarchy in the U.S. before people realize that anarchy is terrible?" Well, maybe people need to have a look at anarchy. We're kind of seeing it right now in some cities where the cities are basically voting to tie the hands of the police, let criminals do whatever they want, burn, loot, and pillage. When people are faced with the reality of bad choices, they tend to make better choices. As my friend and emergency room doctor used to tell us, you learn to make good choices by making bad choices. And that is unfortunately true. Q is literally telling us how far this is going to go. This Anon wrote, "The doctrine governing rules of engagement for the current policy has been revealed, pushed to the brink. We have not seen the worst of this yet." No, we have not seen the worst of this yet. This is the most difficult thing I've had to tell people. I don't, you know, blow sunshine up people's skirts. I try to be optimistic and I try to give people hope. But the reality is, I think things are going to get worse before they get better. As we move toward November, as we move toward the election, and as the deep state pulls out more and more of its plans, things are possibly going to continue getting worse. I think they will get better eventually, but I think they're going to get worse for the short term. So you might as well just get used to that. Things are not magically going to turn around in a couple of days. This Anon said, "I trust we know exactly how solid the ground is before the precipice." Well, let's hope so. This Anon wrote, "Sounds logical. Approximate ETA for the precipice, mon capitaine." Well, we don't know exactly what the time frame is before we reach the precipice and society decides to wake up and go in the other direction, but it's going to happen at some point. This Anon wrote this, "They are doing the death blossom right now in front of Anons, and their lunacy will lead people to the precipice of choice, at which point D-Class and FISA to bring down the house, and archive fags, fags of all flavors, will flood the airwaves. We are the news." That is correct. We are the news. And when people are pushed to the precipice, they will turn back, and we will have a different society that we're going to be living in. Death Blossom is a phrase from an old movie from the 80s, but It was also used by the military. Tendency of Iraqi forces in response to receiving a little fire from the enemy to either run away or do the death blossom, spraying fire indiscriminately in all directions. This Anon wrote, Q, my family, your family, and every U.S. citizen's family deserve to live and move in a country that is protected by law and order. Q plus, please commit our military to the most troubled areas. We the people trust both you and them. I think that's the plan. I think the military is going to do what they can to protect the capital, to protect the president. However, we as citizens have to be the ones who make the decision to take our country back. The military is not going to give us our country back. Citizens have to make a conscious decision that we are going to get involved in the political process and we're going to take our country back from the tyrants who have ruled us for so long. This was from The Hill on June 4th. New fencing and barriers erected around the White House. So that is the White House's address to increasing threats of violence and a potential siege against the White House. President Trump tweeted out on the 4th, the problem is not the very talented low-flying helicopter pilots wanting to save our city. The problem is the arsonists, looters, criminals, and anarchists wanting to destroy it and our country. Q reposted a drop from November of 2019. All assets, foreign and domestic, being deployed. Some who once supported POTUS, sleepers, have and will turn puppets and puppet masters. Control of the narrative equals control of public opinion. Control of public opinion equals power. Everything is at stake. The old guard power structure is being destroyed. Washington's civil war. Control the narrative. Washington's civil war. Control the narrative. Prevent exposure of the truth. Self-preservation. Fighting for survival. Information warfare. I believe this is a response by Q to the article that James Mattis wrote. It was very critical of the president and his handling of the riots. Also, let us know ahead of time that, something like a civil war is coming. The president tweeted a letter from John Dowd, who's an attorney, that was a response to the op-ed that was written by Mattis. I'm not going to read it. It's a very good letter. There's enough in this thread I have to read. I'm not going to read that, but you can read it if you want. And then Q posted a link to that and said, we are fighting for our survival, Q. Q posted a quote from the Stanford Encyclopedia entry on the 18th century period of Enlightenment. The Enlightenment is often associated with its political revolutions and ideals, especially the French Revolution of 1789. By the way, it was the Enlightenment that also spurred the American Revolution. The energy created and expressed by the intellectual foment of Enlightenment thinkers contributes to the growing wave of socialist unrest in France in the 18th century. The social unrest came to a head in the violent political upheaval, which sweeps away the traditionally and hierarchical structures, ancient regime, the monarchy and the privileges of the nobility, the political power of the Catholic Church. French revolutionaries meant to establish in place of the ancient regime a new reason-based order instituting the Enlightenment ideals of liberty and equality. Enlightenment, with the process of undertaking to think for oneself, to employ and rely on one's own intellectual capacities in determining what to believe and how to act. And so there's a link to that article. Just wanted to mention, back in November of 2017, Q said they knew Age of Enlightenment was coming. And although Q used the term new with the term age, I don't associate that with the term New Age. To me, what Q is describing is another age of enlightenment. Throughout history, there have been periods of enlightenment where thought processes and thought patterns and ways of seeing the culture have changed, and we're going through another age of enlightenment, intellectual and spiritual enlightenment. So the Lancet retracted its study that was highly critical of the use of hydroxychloroquine for treating COVID-19. Pretty rare thing for the Lancet to retract a published article. And Laura Ingram said, news anchors are avoiding Lancet's retraction of its negative hydroxychloroquine study. The media gleefully trumpeted it a few weeks ago in an effort to smear Trump. So Q posted a link to that tweet. When media and Democrat elected officials coordinate knowingly, attempt to prevent a medically verifiable solution, prevention, regarding COVID-19 to prevent death, we enter a state of crisis. When Democrat elected officials coordinate knowingly, push COVID-19 positive elderly patients into nursing homes, hotspots, most at risk, we enter a state of crisis. Your life means nothing to them, sheep. You are a vote when it matters and a dollar sign when it does not. Q. Business Insider reported that the FBI had no intelligence linking Antifa to the weekend's violence that was last weekend. FBI Director Chris Wray and Attorney General Barr disagreed. Let you listen to their comments.
At some demonstrations, there are extremist agitators who are hijacking the protests to pursue their own separate and violent agenda. We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we're
seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
He responded, "The news is fake. The war is real." Q posted this picture of Bill Clinton holding a Bible in front of a church and said, "Operators are standing by." Q. That could be taken a couple of ways. It looks like that could be taken a couple of ways. Q has informed us that all assets are being deployed to prevent President Trump from being reelected. The deep state is using former presidents as operators to assist in that effort. Former presidents would be wise to remember that the men and women who make up the security details are federal law enforcement officers who ultimately serve President Trump. They are also operators and they are standing by. So we're in a little bit of a nuclear standoff here. Q posted a link to this article where Ambassador Cade now became the fifth Pentagon official to resign within a week. Who also posted a link to this video with Dan Bongino.
The president had every right to talk about the Insurrection Act in the U.S. military. What I'm hearing from people is that there are some military brass. This is uncomfortable for me to talk about, but you need to hear it because you need to be warned. And some civilian representatives of the military, undersecretary types and others, who are organizing together and talking about how they're going to either talk the president out of or just simply not obey his orders if the president, God forbid, and again, as I said, it would be a very bad idea now, but if we were to lose an American city using the U.S. military, think about what I just told you. Folks, I've been doing this now. This is episode 1266. Joe's been there with me from episode one. My wife's been married to me from episode one. I don't think I've ever told you something as serious as what I just told you. These are not second-rate garbage sources. These are legitimate, real people who are genuinely concerned that some upper-level people in our military are openly talking about defying the President of the United States. That's got a name. That's called a mutiny. What is this, Venezuela? You don't like the president's decisions about his constitutional authority to use our military to suppress an emergency situation? Then there's a solution for that. It's called an election.
Q responded, "Those loyal to our constitutional republic and our command structure, those loyal to the office of the president and the will of the people, those who swore an oath to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, those good people who serve proudly for America, Castle Rock, forgotten country." Q. It's actually Castle_Rock. We're going to see that again in just a minute. Q posted this on the night of the 4th. "I apologize for not posting this earlier, but I wanted to take the night and just think about this post and get a good handle on what Q is trying to tell us about. A lot of people were very concerned when they saw this post. So I'm just going to read it, and then I'll do a line-by-line decode of it. EAM loyalists. Red 1, POTUS Twitter removal. Red 2, Central Communications blackout, Continental U.S. Red 3, class movement, Pelosi or Pence. Red 4, movement of military assets, 10th Mountain, 1st Marine, CPSD, Marine, QVIR, to central locations under the guise of citizen riot control. Red 5, National MILCOM SEN. Red 6, Secretary of Defense, Instruct 1. USSS, Castle underscore Rock Q. This actually contains several different types of messages to a couple of different audiences. It is being sent to EAM loyalists, and it is about the steps that the deep state is going to take in their attempts to remove the president from office, and it includes the response of patriots to those attempts. The definition of EAM that's most applicable to the current discussion has to do with communicating messages or orders to nuclear capable forces regarding their attack options. All right, that's what the EAM abbreviation stands for, as far as I can tell. Red 1 and Red 2, President's Twitter removal, Central Communications blackout. These are steps that the deep state might take in their attempts to remove the president from office. A Central Communications blackout would be a pretty severe step, and Q has suggested in the past that there are countermeasures in place to prevent that from happening, but they could attempt to do it. Red 3, class movement, Pelosi or Pence. This has to do with the two people in the immediate line of succession if Donald Trump were unable to continue serving as a president. So this is classified. It has something to do with Pelosi and Pence. I'm not exactly sure what. If Donald Trump were unable to continue serving as president, this is the line of succession. Next in line would be Mike Pence. After that would be Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Grassley would be next, and then Mike Pompeo would be the next person. If Donald Trump and Mike Pence were unable to serve as president, I do not think the military would allow Nancy Pelosi to occupy the Oval Office. Not going to speculate as to what they would do. I don't think they would let her serve as the commander-in-chief. Okay, moving down that list, Red 4, movement of military assets, 10th Mountain, 1st Marine, CPSD, Marine QVAR. In response to the deep state's attacks on the president and the White House, the military will deploy specialized units to central locations. Red 5, NAT, MIL, COM, SEN. My decode for that is National Military Command Center. So if the deep state were to remove Trump and Pence, they would, in effect, create a military coup because they're not going to allow Nancy Pelosi to serve. So the military would essentially assume control. If the White House were captured, National Military Command Center becomes the hub of operations. Red 6, Secretary of Defense, Instruct 1. Secretary of Defense would become the effective leader of the nation, and he or she would instruct subordinates as to how the next phase of the operation would be carried out. We're assuming that this is not just the death or the incapacitation of the president. We're talking about essentially a war that's going on. And in times of war, if the deep state took out Pence and Trump, like I said, they would essentially have created a military coup. And under such a situation, there are predetermined directives how the Secretary of Defense is to assume command, and in the event that ground communications are taken out, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and other leaders would probably go airborne in the Doomsday aircraft. The Doomsday airplane is a specially modified 747 that becomes an airborne command center in the event of a nuclear war or any other disaster where it's unsafe to operate on the ground. USSS, United States Secret Service, has pre-planned operational directives that they will carry out independently. These are just my guesses as to what these decodes mean. I could be wrong, but from what I know from studying the government and how they tend to operate in emergencies, this is, I think, is what we can expect. And Q is just letting us know and letting the deep state know that this is the plan. This is what is going to happen. If they try to take out the president and capture the White House, these are going to be the responses. The article in The Atlantic by James Mattis seems to be an attempt by the deep state to justify disobedience to the president by the military. So Q posted a link to that. Also posted a link to this article, Military Times. Representative Adam Smith is calling military leaders to testify, and he said, Trump is talking about going to war with the citizens of the United States of America, and that's troubling. Well, the president isn't talking about going to war. He is talking about defending our nation and the Capitol in particular from an assault by insurgents. Defense Secretary Esper has become something of a problem. He has openly disagreed with the president's position on using the military to quell rioting, which is allowed through the Insurrection Act. And then we have this article from Washington Post, Revolt of the Generals. This is a more deep state propaganda trying to justify mutiny against the president. So Q posted links to those four articles and said, mainstream media, public optics, staging underway. Alert readiness, severe critical. Q. So all of these articles and all of these public positions are attempts by the media and the deep state to sway public opinion to get people to think that it is perfectly all right for the military to disobey the president. Q is letting us know that the Patriots are alert. They have a high level of readiness, and the situation is approaching critical. Carly got cued for this video. Let you listen to it.
But what we have here, I think, more specifically, is a Secretary of Defense who doesn't get it. All right, right now, let's just cut to the chase, Tucker. This country is on fire. We are facing an insurrection by people that we don't quite understand who they are, but by all indications, they are violent leftist thugs. And what Secretary Esper doesn't quite seem to get either is that the nation is panicking. 71% of us want the National Guard in our cities tonight. 58% of us want the military in our cities tonight. All right, the people are panicking. The country is on fire. Now, who is attacking us? Mr. Esper should know this.
Right.
It's Antifa, Department of Justice, NYPD. Others are saying this very clearly. These are people, by the way, that we faced back in the 1960s and 70s and early 80s. These were people who were far leftist, Marx, Lenin, you know, folks who embraced that ideology. They allied with Black Panther movements, and it took many years to finally put it down. Very dangerous. And now this same group who is allied, by the way, with the Democratic Socialists, we're talking to Bernie Bros and Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, they're back. They're back with firebombs. They're back with bricks in our suburbs and our downtowns. That's something that Mr. Esper clearly doesn't understand. And then finally, we have a media that is feeding this flame, this horrific fire, this seditiousness. You have brought this up many times, including tonight. Let me read a headline from Slate Magazine just yesterday that said the following. Peaceful protests are an important tool, but so is violence. So now we have a media filling the airways full of this crap.
Yeah.
Put it all together. And the piece that you mentioned, no more police because we're going to defund those folks. We can't put forward the National Guard because that would be escalation. So now we take off the military from the table. What does that leave, Tucker? Let me tell you what it leaves. Vigilante justice.
That's exactly
it's you
right.
And me and everybody watching this program arming ourselves. Is that how we run a republic? No, sir, it is not.
He responded, remember your oath. Remember why you joined. It's about the person standing next to you. Q. Jeremiah Ellison, a Minneapolis city councilman and son of the state attorney general, Keith Ellison, is calling for the dismantling of the Minneapolis Police Department. Q posted a link to that article, Infiltration Instead of Invasion. If a city disbands its police department, it also closes its jail, and it no longer arrests or prosecutes criminals. Criminals would then be free to do whatever they want without fear of prosecution. These people are openly advocating for anarchy. That is the point that we've gotten to. I don't know about you, but that is not the kind of city I want to live in. Dan Scavino posted a video of a thunderstorm in Washington, D.C. on the night of the 4th. And it looks like it actually hit the Washington Monument. It's interesting. So Q posted a link. Biblical. It's indeed biblical. And one of the Anons said, I've never seen lightning do that before. And Q said, have faith. Mike Lee tweeted this out. Just heard that Mayor Bowser is kicking the Utah National Guard out of all D.C. hotels tomorrow. This is on the 4th. More than 1,200 troops from 10 states are being evicted. This is unacceptable. Q responded, do you see what is happening? Harlan Hill tweeted this out. Organizers say 1 million people are coming to protest D.C. this weekend. If coronavirus is really as dangerous as the media claimed just 3 weeks ago, this is basically a biological attack on the nation's capital. Q responded, do you see what is happening? Catherine Herridge posted a list of 30 names, people that are going to be subpoenaed to testify before the Senate Homeland Security Committee led by Ron Johnson. This is concerning Obamagate. Note the markers over here on the right-hand side. All right. So Q posted a link to that and said, change we can believe in. Yes, one of Barack Obama's campaign slogans. So an Anon asked Q, are Herridge's pen positions comms? Q said, follow the pen. Have you not been following Q? Well, I haven't been following. I did not know. I mean, Catherine Herridge always posts those highlighters with the pictures of the documents that she's getting leaked to her. And apparently there's some kind of communications in those pens. I don't know what the communication is about. Bards of War was cued for this. It is a letter from General Flynn to Scott Ketterson. Scott, if the United States wants to survive the onslaught of socialism, if we are to continue to enjoy self-government, to secure the God-given individual blessings of liberty for ourselves, our families, then good Americans must accept that each has a moral obligation to participate in the political life of our country. The art and exercise of self-governance requires active participation. Voting matters, but it is only a part-time engagement of the American citizenry and doesn't go far enough if we are to survive as a constitutional republic. I want to see more of our veteran and law enforcement communities become involved in the political life of America. We are a participatory experiment in governing. Without a greater commitment, we will continue our slide into the abyss of socialism. And we must not be intimidated by the smear campaigns that will most certainly come with greater and more active participation. We'll only keep America if we dedicate ourselves to freedom's victory over the socialist monster by our good citizens accepting greater responsibility. I am not done. God bless. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. General Flynn brings up a really good point in this letter. You know, people say that if you want to be courteous, you should avoid talking about politics and religion, you know, with your family members and in public. Well, it's interesting because religion and politics are two of the most important subjects in our culture. Discussions of religion focus on the nature of God, which I personally find to be a very important topic. I think a lot of the atheism and secular humanism that has become popular in society is due to the fact that people are unwilling to discuss religion in public. Politics has to do with who controls a nation, who controls the power. This is a very important subject that has become taboo for the sake of political correctness. You shouldn't discuss politics because you don't want to offend somebody. General Flynn here is reminding us that if we want to survive as a constitutional republic, we have got to become more engaged politically. We have to talk about politics openly. We have to be involved in the process, or we are doomed to be overcome and overrun by socialists. Q posted a link to that letter and wrote this. What happens when the gag order is lifted? Case dismissed. This is regarding General Flynn. Then, quote, I am not done. Be all you can be. Army strong. They knew they could not destroy America through invasion, infiltration at the highest levels of government, media, science, health, military, COC, chain of command, etc. Final level Q. So the deep state silenced General Flynn, got him into the Mueller investigation because they knew he would expose everything he knew about the way that our nation was infiltrated by foreign actors in an attempt to subvert our national sovereignty. They wanted to gag him so he couldn't talk about it. But when his case is dismissed, the gag order will be removed and he can tell everyone what he knows. I'm looking forward to General Flynn being set free of all this nonsense and being able to talk openly. It is going to expose a lot of corruption. Arthur Schwartz tweeted this out, CNN person with direct knowledge, Anderson Cooper has been planning a town hall for months with Gary Cohn, Jim Mattis, John Kelly, H.R. McMaster to air in September. They will make up stuff and say that Trump is unfit for office. Mattis and Kelly have signed on. Cohn and H.R. McMaster are on the fence. So Q posted a link to that tweet. Full MSDNC blitzkrieg, known and ready. October surprises being prepped and warned. Q. Makes me wonder what the October surprises might be. Don't know, but we're going to find out. Q wrote this, important to understand, MSDNC and social media projection, we are the minority, is false. We are the majority and growing every second of the day. MSDNC and social media projection that we are divided is false. We are united and only getting stronger. People are awake and see what is happening. Patriots have no skin color. Humanity is good. Q. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Mayor of D.C., sent this letter to New Jersey Governor Murphy. I request that you remove your National Guard from our city. They were brought into the district without my knowledge and request. I appreciate your service, but your presence encroaches on the rights of 705,000 taxpaying residents. And Q posted a link to that tweet. Attempt, another, to remove White House protection. Ask yourself why. Enemy of the people. Q. It's only one reason why this mayor is trying to remove military protection from the White House and from the D.C. area. She knows that they will increase their ability to overcome the protections and Secret Service, and that, I think, is their goal. Q posted this. It is a drop from 2018. We stand, we fight together. Organized riots being planned. Countermeasures are in place. Resistance far smaller than being portrayed by the MSM. Attacks will intensify. You collectively are a massive threat. Censorship applied to scale down the impact and reach. It's failing. Trust yourself, public awakening. And then when Q reposted that, wrote this, seeing is believing, have faith in humanity. This morning, Q posted a letter from Archbishop Vigano to the president, and I'm going to read this letter to you. It's pretty good. Mr. President, in recent months, we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical, the children of light and the children of darkness. The children of light constitute the most conspicuous part of humanity, while the children of darkness represent an absolute minority, and yet the former are the object of a sort of discrimination which places them in a situation of moral inferiority with respect to their adversaries, who often hold the strategic positions in government, in politics, in the economy, and in the media. In an apparently inexplicable way, the good are held hostage by the wicked and those who help them, either out of self-interest or fearfulness. These two sides, which have a biblical nature, follow the clear separation between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. On the one hand, there are those who, although they have 1,000 defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desire to do good, to be honest, and to raise up a family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and, in obedience to the law of God, to merit the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who want to demolish the family and the nation, exploit workers, to make themselves unduly wealthy, foment internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money. For them, the fallacious illusion of the temporal well-being will one day, if they do not repent, yield to the terrible fate that awaits them, far from God in eternal damnation. In society, Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as eternal enemies, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies. And it appears that the children of darkness, whom we may easily identify with the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which is fiercely waging war against you these days, have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans. They seem to be so certain of already having everything under control, that they have laid aside that circumspection that until now has at least partially concealed their true intentions. The investigations already underway will reveal the true responsibility of those who managed the COVID emergency, and not only in the area of health care, but also in politics, the economy, and the media. We will probably find that in this colossal operation of social engineering, there are people who have decided the fate of humanity, arrogating to themselves the right to act against the will of the citizens and their representatives in the governments of nations. We will also discover that the riots in these days were provoked by those who, seeing that the virus is inevitably fading and that the social alarm of the pandemic is waning, necessarily have had to provoke the civil disturbances, because they would be followed by repression which, although legitimate, could be condemned as an unjustified aggression against the population. The same thing is also happening in Europe, in perfect synchrony. It is quite clear that the use of street protests is instrumental to the purposes of those who would like to see someone elected in the upcoming presidential elections, who embodies the goals of the deep state, and who expresses those goals faithfully and with conviction. It will not be surprising if, in a few months, we learn once again that hidden behind these acts of vandalism and violence are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. Salve et coagula, as a Masonic adage teaches. Although it may seem disconcerting, the opposing alignments I've described are also found in religious circles. There are faithful shepherds who care for the flock of Christ, but there are also mercenary infidels who seek to scatter the flock and hand the sheep over to be devoured by ravenous wolves. It is not surprising that these mercenaries are allies of the children of darkness and hate the children of light. Just as there is a deep state, there is also a deep church that betrays its duties and forswears its proper commitments before God. Thus, the invisible enemy, whom good rulers fight against in public affairs, is also fought against by good shepherds in the ecclesiastical sphere. It is a spiritual battle, which I spoke about in my recent appeal, which was published on May 8th. For the first time, the United States has in you a president who courageously defends the right to life, who is not ashamed to denounce the persecution of Christians throughout the world, who speaks of Jesus Christ and the right of citizens to freedom of worship. Your participation in the March of Life, and more recently, your proclamation of the month of April as National Child Abuse Prevention Month, are actions that confirm which side you wish to fight on. And I dare to believe that both of us are on the same side of this battle, albeit with different weapons. For this reason, I believe that the attack to which you were subjected after your visit to the National Shrine of St. John Paul II is part of an orchestrated media narrative which seeks not to fight racism and bring social order, but to aggravate dispositions, not to bring justice, but to legitimize violence and crime, not to serve the truth, but to favor one political faction. And it is disconcerting that there are bishops, such as whom I recently denounced, who, by their words, prove that they are aligned on the opposing side. They are subservient to the deep state, to globalism, to aligned thought, to the New World Order, which they invoke ever more frequently in the name of the Universal Brotherhood, which has nothing Christian about it, but which evokes the Masonic ideals of those who want to dominate the world by driving God out of the courts, out of schools, out of families, and perhaps even out of churches. The American people are mature and have now understood how much the mainstream media does not want to spread the truth, but seeks to silence and distort it, spreading the lie that is useful for the purposes of their masters. However, it is important that the good, who are the majority, wake up from their sluggishness and do not accept being deceived by a minority of dishonest people with unavowable purposes. It is necessary that the good, the children of light, come together and make their voices heard. What more effective way is there to do this, Mr. President, than by prayer, asking the Lord to protect you, the United States, and all of humanity from this enormous attack of the enemy? Before the power of prayer, the deceptions of the children of darkness will collapse, their plots will be revealed, their betrayal will be shown, their frightening power will end in nothing, brought to light and exposed for what it is, an infernal deception. Mr. President, my prayer is constantly turned to the beloved American nation, where I had the privilege and honor of being sent by Pope Benedict XVI as Apostolic Nuncio. In this dramatic and decisive hour for all of humanity, I am praying for you also, and also for all those who are at your side in the government of the United States. I trust that the American people are united with me and you in prayer to Almighty God. United against the invisible enemy of all humanity, I bless you and the First Lady, the beloved American nation, and all men and women of goodwill. Signed, Carlo Maria Vigano. And Q responded to that with this. The armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Verse 17, the only verse number that is left in here, all the others are removed. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Have faith in humanity, have faith in yourself, have faith in God, the Great Awakening. Q. Catherine Herridge posted a reminder about the Uniform Code of Military Justice and who is covered by the Uniform Code of Military Justice and lists the offenses here. And Q posted a link to her tweet and said, remember your oath, a reminder to people in the military if you're thinking about committing mutiny against the president. There are consequences for that. Robbie Starbuck posted a quote from the New York Times in a recent article, telling people to text their loved ones and say that they won't visit or talk to them until they protest for Black Lives Matter or give money to social justice groups. He said, this is nuts. Our media is a far-left activist group that wants a race war and cultural revolution. That is where we are. Q responded, do you see what's happening? On Friday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. to disarm and wear soft caps instead of helmets, probably to make protesters feel safer. I think Esper is on his way out. Q responded, do you see what's happening? Q. Q posted a picture of the American flag, and the file name is castle_rock_godspeed. When I think of castle, in terms of Q's post, I think of the White House. Q has used that term previously for the White House. A rock is something that is hard, solid, or impenetrable. So I just think that this is Q letting us know that the White House has been fortified. It has been hardened, its defenses, and they're anticipating whatever troubles are going to come that way. And Q is saying, Godspeed, Patriots. Six Seal News Talk just got queued for a video. Let's listen to this.
I'm gonna tell you why I fly the American flag. During the Civil War, there was two types of flags that was flying. You had the American flag that represented the Northern Republican Party. You had the Southern flag, which was a Confederate flag that represented the Democratic Party. What's the difference between both? One for freedom and one not to stop slavery. Black Americans, I want you to educate yourself. The American flag is our symbol of freedom. Without that flag, we would have lost the war. The Democrats want you to hate something that gave you freedom. Don't fall for it. Thank you.
And lastly, we have this from Q. It's actually a repost from December of 2018 from Q+. And the message is, D-Day Patriots, we will have our country back. That gets us caught up to Q. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for sharing us on social media. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep our entire country and the Secret Service and the military in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.